Hi, it's December 31st, the day in 1974 when Mick Fleetwood asked Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks to join Fleetwood Mac. He'd discovered the duo when they were recording their new album in the same studios. Lindsey said timing was everything.
Mick eventually heard a track off of that album and saw the potential. The timing was right. Bob Welch left the group right after that and we were asked to join.
Prince became Prince again on this day in 1999 after spending 5 years as a symbol, love symbol. During that time, he was called the artist formerly known as Prince. He had a number one hit as love symbol. There's a few knights on the birthday list. Actor Sir Anthony Hopkins is 81 today. He has a long list of great movies to his credit, from The Elephant Man to The Mask of Zorro, but his signature role is Hannibal Lecter.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Sir Alex Ferguson is 77. During his 26 years as boss of Manchester United, he won 38 trophies, including 13 Premier League titles.
Apart from CEO, owner, players, staff and myself, those are essentials to do that job properly.
And Sir Ben Kingsley turned 75. He won a Best Actor Oscar for his role in Gandhi.
Despite the best intentions of the best of you, you must, in the nature of things, humiliate us to control us.
Incredible lineup. Couple more birthdays. Former Australian Test coach Jeff Marsh is 60. His sons, Sean and Mitch, are in the Aussie lineup.
I think every father whose son's playing cricket in Australia would dream of presenting their son a baggy green.
And actor Val Kilmer is 59. He played the Caped Crusader in Batman Returns.
If Bruce Wayne could have given his life for your family, he would have.
Finally, music legend John Denver was also born on December 31st. He died when his plane crashed in 1997. He was 53.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
Remembering John Denver on December 31st.